Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back with another video. Just gonna quickly check to make sure the sound's working. Don't know why it wouldn't be, but I never know with this computer. Just there we go, the notification. Okay, so the sound is working. So hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall 23 back with another video. This video I want to quickly talk about something which I noticed. Which I think is a bit intriguing and brought to memory something that the Bible says. So first I want to tell a story about when I was in the Hebrew Roots movement prior to getting saved. That was from about July 2016 to June 2018. And even a little bit after that, even after I got saved, I was still messed up in some of the Hebrew Roots doctrines. Like I still followed the Sabbath and things for a few months after that. During that time, I followed multiple channels which held similar beliefs to the beliefs that I personally had. And they emphasized the Tetragrammaton, the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh in Hebrew, which would be the name of God in Hebrew. They called Christ Yeshua. They believed that the Sabbath day should still be in place, the holy days, the dietary laws. They called everything imaginable in Christianity pagan, things like that. These common things that are in the Hebrew Roots movement, there are a lot of channels that did and still do teach these doctrines, and I followed a lot of these channels on YouTube. But really, I didn't watch every single video from a lot of these channels. There were only a few which I only really focused on a lot of which managed to capture my interest, such as Michael Rood or Rood Awakening, things like that. Although I still followed other channels which I'd only watch a few videos from. So I briefly recalled something I had heard from one of them recently. I heard this person say something a couple years ago, and I forgot to unsubscribe to him. So I was still subscribed to him up until just the other day when I got a notification from this channel, and I thought, well, why am I still subscribed to him? So I clicked on that, and that put into memory this guy that he said something in one of his videos. He mentioned something, a specific name, and I'll get into that later, what he said, which made me think about who he is and what he believes and things like that. And I decided to look into his channel the other day when I remembered this, and what I found was quite strange. So this particular channel is called The Sword of Yehovah, and he has about 5,000 subscribers. And from just glancing at this channel, he looks just like a typical believer in the Old and New Testament who teaches the same Hebrew Roots garbage like people like Michael Rood. So he just seems like an ordinary Hebrew Roots Messianic Jew type of guy. He's also a long-haired hippie. His hair is like this long down to his past his shoulders. But I saw a video on his channel. It was called LDS and the 15 Deadly Heresies of the LDS Church. Now, of course, I believe that Latter-day Saints or the Mormons are definitely heretical. They don't follow the Bible. I even wrote a book exposing the religion of Mormonism. The video is 4.5 hours long, so I didn't watch it, but I noticed something in the description. And basically, what I had heard from him a couple years ago, he mentioned the name of, I think, Lehi or Nephi or something like that, something that's found in the Book of Mormon, in a video that had nothing to do with Mormonism. And so hearing that, I thought, that's strange. Why is he talking about these Mormon guys when he believes like I do, or how I did at that time? I found out the answer of why he did. So I'm about to quote from this guy. This is what he wrote in the description of his video. He said, "I, like many of you, was born and raised in the LDS Church, and for the majority of my life, I was proud to call myself a Mormon. Also, for the majority of my life, I believed every single word that came down from church leadership. I believe and sustained every leader of the LDS Church as a prophet, seer, and revelator of Almighty God. I believed in them, and I believed that it was impossible for them to lead me astray. But no longer. And that has been my unchanging position for the last 3 years now, a position I made perfectly clear in our documentary, The Time Is Now, Leaving Spiritual Babylon, which was made available on YouTube 2 years ago. While I still today believe that the Book of Mormon is a true historical account of two destroyed ancient American civilizations, and that God chose a young man named Joseph Smith Jr. to translate their historical records, I do not accept the LDS Church as it exists today as being the one true church led by prophets, seers, and revelators." So basically what this guy just said is that he was raised in the LDS Church. He doesn't consider himself to be part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints now, but he still believes that the Book of Mormon is true. He still believes that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God. So essentially, he's a Hebrew roots fundamentalist Mormon. So why am I talking about this? That may be what you're asking, because this is kind of a weird subject. Well, the point I'm trying to make in this video is the strangeness of syncretic religions like this. There's a bunch of weird doctrines that are kind of mixed together that you don't find anywhere else. I can guarantee you that almost nobody else in the entire world that we live on holds the same beliefs that this guy holds, that the Book of Mormon is true while also preaching these weird Hebrew roots things. Even among Mormon fundamentalists, very few existing groups only believe that the Book of Mormon is the inspired word of God while rejecting doctrines and covenants and the authority of Brigham Young. Most of the Mormon fundamentalist groups out there split off after Brigham Young and after polygamy was gotten rid of, things like that, in the mid-1800s, but after Joseph Smith. I think all the groups which split off from Joseph Smith's church before Joseph Smith died in 1844, they're now defunct. They don't exist anymore. So there's maybe only a couple thousand in the world which hold to this view of the Book of Mormon, that the Book of Mormon's inspired, but the rest of it isn't. Now, among those, how many of them do you think call the Father by the name Yehovah and Jesus by the name of Yeshua, and how many of them are Sabbath keepers or dietary law keepers, or who call everything in Christianity pagan, these typical Hebrew roots doctrines? Now, even among this own guy's followers, I can assure you that most of them are not Mormons, since most of his videos focus on the Hebrew roots aspect and on the Bible rather than the Book of Mormon, which he still believes in. Now, this is something I'm mentioning because the Bible says in Romans 15:5-6, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." And then, of course, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Ghost guides us into all truth. In John 14:26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." John 16:13 says, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." And then 1 John 2:27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as that taught you, ye shall abide in him." Now, of course, on minor things, there's going to be different interpretations, but the core doctrines of fellow believers should be the same. We should be like-minded and walking together according to the leading of the Spirit. If we read the Bible without letting man's opinion influence us, that's really often a lot of the time where false doctrines come from. People get what they think is Bible reading from books about the Bible instead of the Bible itself. If we were just to guide ourselves by the Spirit and just read the Bible without man's doctrine influencing that and false prophets influencing that, we'd all come to the same conclusion. But the core doctrine of believers should be the same. But adding a new set of books like the Book of Mormon to the Bible, especially one which comes from a man which didn't even believe any of the doctrines with the Hebrew roots hold to, is absurd. It makes you wonder how this guy doesn't stop and think at all, "Well, I'm pretty much the only person in the world who mixes these two faiths together, this Hebrew roots thing and Mormonism. Isn't that a bit strange?" You know, I wonder why this guy doesn't ever think that. The channels that he advertises on his own channel, like Michael Rood, he believes that Mormonism is wicked and false. He always preaches against, or not always, but occasionally preaches against it in some of his videos. I used to be a follower of Michael Rood, so I've heard him talk about Mormonism, how it's false before, and other groups of people who have attacked Mormonism from the Hebrew Roots movement. I started my research on Mormonism, and I didn't like Mormonism when I was in the Hebrew Roots movement either. So this guy is pretty much the only person in the world who believes this. Now, this unsaved false prophet was never saved in the first place. He came out of the Work Salvation teaching LDS church into the Work Salvation Hebrew Roots movement. So he doesn't even have the Spirit of God inside of him, which could guide him into all truth. He's reading the Bible all the time on his videos. He has videos that are hours long, and he reads the Bible in them. He quotes from the Bible. but he can't understand it because he doesn't have the Spirit of God inside of him, because he's not saved, because he believes in a false gospel. And while I'm on this subject, I should mention one other example, and I could go on with other a whole bunch of other examples, but I just want to focus on one other guy that I used to listen to back before I got saved. There's this guy on the internet who goes by the name Southern Israelite. His real name is Drake Shelton. Now, Shelton has this superiority complex. He thinks that he's the greatest theologian of all time. If you disagree with him, he always tries to argue with you and get in debates and things like that. He thinks that everything that he says is right and that he's done all the research and everything like that. He's only been really studying theology for, I think, like 20 years or something, and he thinks he knows more than every theologian has ever existed, and he gets it right, and he has all of it right. He's another one of those people who has a bizarre set of beliefs which nobody else really shares. First of all, he's a Calvinist, but he also observes the Sabbath, the holy days, the dietary laws. He rejects the Trinity. He uses the name of Yehovah and Yeshua. He holds a multitude of weird beliefs on what classifies a sin. He believes that prostitution, drinking, fornication, gambling, violence, and other things are not sins, just like a worldly person would defend these things. And to top it off, he preaches that the earth is flat as if it's a core doctrine of the Bible. And he'll criticize any Christian who doesn't believe that the earth is flat. And that's his main kind of one of his main attacks. That's what his main thing that he focuses on now. He's like, oh, all these dumb Christians out there, they don't actually believe the Bible because they don't believe the earth is flat. As if that matters, as if it's something that the Bible focuses on. Now, I don't believe that the Bible teaches that. I don't care what people say about that. You know, if you believe that, it doesn't really make any difference. Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say, go ye into all the world and preach what shape the earth is to every creature. Now, that is something that we could potentially discuss, but it's not something that is really laid out in the Bible. There's like his evidence of the Bible preaching it, which again, I think is false, is like a few verses in the Old Testament. It's not something that's focused on. But he'll hold to this like it's the main thing in the Bible. Now, it's the same thing with nationalism. His opinion seems to be that even in the New Testament, all nations of the earth should remain separated, even though the Bible teaches that we're all of one nation, that we're a holy nation, that we're all Israel, that we're all God's people if we are saved. Now, not only that, but he doesn't believe that the books of 2 Peter, James, or Jude should be in the Bible, and he used to reject the book of Revelation as well. So, like I said with the Sword of Yehovah guy, besides the followers of this guy, which are very minimal, especially since his channel's been deleted, there's probably nobody who really holds to these beliefs. Now, he used to have only about 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, and many of them constantly mocked him or argued with him. So there are a lot of people of those 2,000 who didn't even agree with him in the first place. Now, I doubt that outside of his little cohort of his small followers who actually buy all of his books and who go on his little live streams and things like that, I doubt that there's anybody who really holds the same set of strange beliefs that he does. Now, although he doesn't like to use the term Hebrew roots because of minimal theological differences with most of them, he instead prefers the term Nazarene or Messianic. He is a sacred name guy. He does follow the Old Testament ordinances. He's basically Hebrew roots, even though he doesn't say he is. However, you can't find another Sabbatarian, kosher law, Calvinist, a non-Trinitarian Calvinist who throws out several books of the Bible because he doesn't agree with his theology. Now, I'm convinced that this guy, Drake Shelton, is a reprobate because of his former rejection of the book of Revelation. There's, of course, that warning at the end of the book of Revelation not to tamper with God's word, especially with that particular book where it says that if, I don't know the exact quote, but basically God says that if you remove from this book of prophecy, then he'll remove your name out of the book of life. So I believe that he is a reprobate. He has this attitude towards sin and this weird attitude towards sin that it's just justifiable all the time. He constantly mocks God's people. He claims that all of America's problems are because of Christian pastors and not because of, false religions or pagans or false Christians. He has this extreme and unbroken urge to be violent and to debate people. Now, you could disagree with this guy on literally everything, and he'll challenge you to a debate. Like, you could just type in the comments, just anything that just disagreed with anything he said in the video, and it'll just challenge you to a debate or try to debate you in the comments or something like that. This guy doesn't accept people disagreeing with him on anything. According to Romans 1, reprobates are full of debate. So it really gets me thinking about where this guy is going and where this weird ideas and where these weird doctrines come from. But the Bible shows us that the Holy Spirit, which is shared by all believers, teaches us of the truth, and that therefore we should all be like-minded. And that's exactly how it is. Those who are saved share the same mindset on the core doctrines of the faith about salvation, about the deity of Christ, about the church, about baptism, and about other things. Those who are saved and those who read the Bible without filling their head with the opinions of the world and unsaved false prophets often come to the same conclusions. And there's a reason for that, because the Spirit leads us and the Spirit teaches us and reveals to us what the Bible says. Now, I could use other examples, such as there's this one guy from like the 16, 1700s named Emanuel Swedenborg, who had a lot of weird beliefs. There's the other, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the founder of that, Charles Taze Russell, and all these other guys who kind of just came up with their own doctrines and just pulled different things out of different religions that kind of just mashed them together. But really, they're the only person in the world. And it kind of makes you wonder, why does this person never stop and think, well, I mean, possibly like this Drake Shelton guy, he thinks that he's right and everybody else is wrong. So he has this kind of opinion that, well, I'm better than everybody else because I have it all figured out and nobody else does. That's the kind of thing that happens. Like, the Bible teaches that believers will have the same mindset and be guided by the Holy Ghost, and yet you only have one or two or maybe a dozen or a few hundred at the most people who have the same beliefs. It's really strange and bizarre. So that's it for this video. Thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.